2 seconds. Arm got 1 second. Shot is up. It's good. Oh, the shot clock was expiring. And Austin Armga hits the first bucket of the game.
Well, Austin Armga got things started on Friday night, and he kept things going throughout the course of the game. And Coach Kevin Luke joins us now here on Huskies Drive Time. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Doing quite well, thanks.
Coach, out in Bemidji, how are things in Bemidji this morning?
Well, it's exactly what they call it, Bemidji. it's a little chilly, but things are awesome. We got a chance to play tonight.
Well, before we talked about Bemidji, let's recap the game against Southwest Minnesota. This was a team that had won a lot of games. They had played their two games earlier in the week, coming in with their third game. They had maybe a little more experience coming in with, I think you said, three or four seniors on that team that start. But seemed like we handled them from start to finish. Talk about the game a little bit.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of interesting because that was one thing that made us a little bit nervous. You know, they're... Besides them having our true first real big kid that we're going to have to double in the post, was their experience. And, you know, they're starting four seniors and a redshirt freshman. So they had a lot of experience out there. And they came off the bench with a couple juniors, a junior college kid and a true junior. But I do agree. I was kind of a surprise, to be honest with you, how we did handle them. But, you know, credit goes to our guys because I thought we played really, really tremendous defense, and you know, obviously Austin went crazy, but he got great help from Ben Stelzer shooting well, and Alex really, really played well in the second half. As far as shooting the basketball, Alex has done a nice job managing the club, you know, so far to date, and everybody else chipped in defensively, so it was really a good effort for us.
Well, you were able to get things going, certainly with the backcourt on Friday night. Just talk a little bit about what those three players bring to the table here and how they've been able to lead the ball club early on.
Well, I think it's exactly what we said with Southwest experience. You know, these guys have played so much to date in their career. You know, Ben being the youngest of the three, a junior, you know, he started most of his career, and so did both of the other guys. So, you know, they haven't been in many, if any, situations that they haven't seen before, and certainly those guys come into the games, and you know, mentally they're just so tough, and every night in practice they come to play hard, and you know, they carry it over into the games. And you know, when you have three experienced guys like that can, you know, that can manage you, lead you, and do everything on and off the court, it just pays dividends in games, because those guys they're tough kids, and they want to do stuff right. You got to be careful in our practices, because they're wearing each other out in practice, and it's in my 27 years here, this has been one of the best feelings I've had as far as a team, as far as, you know, coming and working every day in practice. And those guys will bring a lot to the table all year long. And you know, last year it was, you know, Hadar, you know, getting a lot of the points, and this year it's just a different way with those three guys. But their leadership and work ethic has been tremendous.
Well, your three guards obviously getting all the ink with all the scoring and everything, but when you look at Heller and Heck, those guys seem to be just rock solid. You don't notice them a whole lot, and that's probably a good thing based on what their roles are, right?
You know, we're going to talk about, you know, we're going to talk about those guys quite a bit, and Troy is just, both of them for that matter, Troy just wants to guard the best player on the other team, and he wants to do it all the time, and he wants to do it perfect every time, and he gets upset if he doesn't. I mean, he's just done a tremendous job in the first two games. He, you know, did a nice job on, you know, our ex-player Jordan Reitz when he came up here, held him to 3 points, and they had a very athletic three-man in Giddings, who's really capable of going crazy, and Troy held him down too, so he's looking forward, and it's going to be another test for him tonight. He's going to be playing against a bigger guy, but yet nonetheless, he's going to ride to the occasion. And Luke has come a long way and done a nice job defensively. Clearly, you know, this is a very hardworking defensive team. I'm not going to say we're going to, you know, be the best defensive team yet, because it's too early in the season. But these guys are willing to work and do whatever it takes to get the job done, and it's kind of exciting. And you talk about them not getting a lot of the accolades, but boy, they do a lot defensively.
Well, how about the development of the front court? Because obviously the team's going to need those guys to step up and be a part of the game, both offensively and defensively as it goes along. You've been carried by the guards so far, but how about the young guys up front?
you know what, that's still an ongoing process, and we're trying to, right now we're working on slowly getting, I say slowly because neither of these guys are so unselfish, meaning that the freshman and Troy and Luke Keller, they're deferring to those other three, which they should at this point. But teams are going to start really triangling, toing, and that kind of thing, boxing and one and that kind of situation. So we're working on, as soon as the defender turns their head, getting those guys on the basket, try to get some easy baskets in there. We started working on it in practice the other day after this game, after the Southwest game, and we'll see. Hopefully we'll see slow improvement with those kids, and maybe we hope fast improvement, but it's gonna be a process, and they're making some good cuts and get some easy baskets, and that will certainly just help our offense be much more fluid in those times where they're really concentrating on Ben and Austin.
Well, we're joined by Coach Luke from the hotel lobby in Bemidji. It's 6:30 in the morning there, Coach, as you get ready for Bemidji State tonight. What do we know about the Bemidji State Beavers, your third straight Northern Sun opponent on the year? What have you seen on tape from them?
Well, you know what, they're gonna really run up and down the floor and shoot a lot of threes in their three wins that they have this season. They've actually shot a lot more threes than we have, and they're not afraid to put them up. So our transition defense will be, critical, and we got to have good closeouts and a lot of pressure on the ball to obviously keep the ball handlers in front of us so that they can't penetrate, get their hips past us, and then we have to rely on help to stop, and then they're shooting open threes. They'll get up and go, and they'll play man to man. They'll play a little bit of zone, and we'll have to make the adjustments accordingly. But they're going to go fast in their gym, and it'll certainly be a test. It won't be quite as welcoming as the SBC is to us.
All right. Well, good luck with you here tonight, Coach. Hopefully you can come away with another big victory here in the non-conference season and come back home for the Thanksgiving holiday with a good feeling.
Yeah, you know what? It's going to be awesome. It's another chance. And just being around these guys is always a pleasure because they work so hard. And I'd like to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
All right. Thanks very much, Coach Kevin Luke, with a preview of tonight's game against the Bemidji State Beavers. And we'll be talking more basketball. Coach Kim Cameron will be along with us next, talking women's basketball as we continue with Huskies Drive Time on Mix 93.